The other day, NPR's Planet Money podcast team got a cassette in the mail. A cassette? You know what that is, right? Anyway, it had a word on it that they're very interested in, and the word was inflation. This cassette tape got reporters Sarah Gonzalez and Erica Barris tangled up in the music industry.
We wanted to see what this cassette was about.
So we put it in a cassette player, and...
You know...
It's a song.
With the food and rent going up there.
A cool one. Man, about inflation. Just and it's good, right? A little funky.
You see, inflation and taxation has taken over our great nation.
This song was actually recorded 47 years ago, in 1975, when inflation was 9%, about the same as now. But the song was never released.
The band that recorded it was called Sugar Daddy and the Gumbo Roo.
Yeah, Sugar Daddy and the Gumbo Roo.
This is the singer, Ernest Jackson.
You see, it takes a lot of ingredients to make a good gumbo.
You can't make a good gumbo without a roux. It's like a butter and flour base. Ernest Jackson is kind of like the roux to this song. He wrote it and is the lead singer.
A lot of people say I sound like Satchmo now, you know, even when I talk. Satchmo, Louis Armstrong.
The guy who sings What a Wonderful World.
I kind of hear that, yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone from this band went on to make it in the music industry, except the guy who wrote the song. Ernest has dreamt of stardom for almost 70 years.
Of course, yes, indeed, because that's been my dream since I was a little boy. I've always wanted to be a superstar. I feel like I had the potential. And I haven't given up my dream.
Listen, there are millions of artists and songs like this that no one ever discovers. And just because a song is good and of the moment doesn't mean it'll be a hit or make anybody any money. But we're going to try. We're going to take this long-lost song from the 70s and resurrect it.
Because to us, Ernest's story is like a classic music industry story. He started singing when he was 5 years old. By 14, he's performing in nightclubs.
That's how it was down deep south here in Louisiana. We could do our thing in the nightclub at 14.
This is when Ernest recorded his first song with a friend.
Let's see. Give me your love and all your time. Don't ever leave me, cause I'd lose my mind.
This is 14-year-old Ernest.
14, yeah, 14.
In college, he's with a band called Black Blood and the Chocolate Pickles. And, of course, Sugar Daddy and the Gumbo Roo. And all this time, he's just trying to land a record deal. And he gets close. He had a hit once. Love and happiness. This is Ernest doing a cover of an Al Green song. If you've heard this song on an old jukebox, chances are you've heard Ernest's version, not Al Green's.
His cover peaks at number 22 on the Billboard magazine Hot 100 charts. He's on the radio. But Ernest never got any royalties for this song.
He got a flat fee, $150 one time.
Then he gets an idea for a new song. It's the 70s. Inflation is going up. Everyone felt the pinch.
Yeah, it was hard back then. I'm going to tell you the truth. Money could only go so far, you know. And it's just like today.
He decides to write about inflation.
Boom, then boom, 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 boom. Inflation is in the nation, and it's about to put us all away. You see?
Sugar Daddy and the Gumbo Roo, the band, they like the song. They decide to record it. They made a demo, that cassette. But then they don't do anything with it.
Nobody else has heard that song except the people who recorded it.
Ernest was sort of scared to play it for anyone because he thought anyone could just hear it and say it's theirs. He didn't know how to register a copyright for a song.
That's right. I didn't know. I did not know.
Inflation, like regular inflation, eventually goes down. So this song kind of misses its moment. The rest of the band, they go on to play with famous people in famous bands. The bass player is actually a very young Randy Jackson, original judge on American Idol. But Ernest, he stays in Baton Rouge, waiting tables for 33 years at nice restaurants, the kind where you serve the drinks from the right Food from the Left.
I made a very good living. I raised all my children.
Today, Ernest is a grandpa and a great grandpa. He's retired, but he still sings. He has shows here and there. He's just never been discovered.
I've never been signed by a label. That's my hope and dream.
Still is, at 74 years old. So we've decided we are going to try to become like a record label ourselves, just to get this one song out there and try to figure out how the music industry works. Because inflation is back, so Inflation the Song might have a second shot.
Ernest says making it, for him, would be getting in the car and hearing himself on the radio, like he used to.
Yeah, Q106.5.
Q106.5? You want to be on Q106.5?
Yeah.
So we pick up Ernest one day for a highly orchestrated car ride.
I'm in.
We asked Q106.5 if they could play his song.
It's DJ Incredible. Today we're shining a light on a song sung by one of Bat Rouge's own, Ernest Jackson. Here's Inflation on Q106.5. You know,
Ernest says nothing for almost a full minute.
Just to survive. You see, inflation.
He's just kind of smiling and shaking his head like, no, 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 no. And listen to
what I have to say. Oh, this is blowing my mind. Is this actually SQ106, right?
Yeah.
How did they get that?
How do you think they got it? We sent it to them.
Oh, man, that's out of sight. I mean, I can't believe this.
So we got one station in one city to play the song. Next up, the world. Wait, can we be a label?
Sure, why not?
Like, what do we have to do to be a label?
Say you're a label.
All right, we're a label. I'm Sarah Gonzalez.
I'm Erica Barris.
Our label, Planet Money Records. Do what I have to say.